Dachshund indicating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Cody Hummel. This goes to the VA on 6/19/25. Mr. Hummel performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the onset of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction without bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/13/25, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression. Correction. Compared to a prior study dated 3/13/25, there's been improvement period of paragraph impression and minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing some improvement. Next, 6-minute walk test on Lori Butterworth. This goes to Katie Johnson, comma, PA. On 6/19/25, Mrs. Butterworth performed the 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room saturation was 98% period. Patient walked 450 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 98% period. Of paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Raymond Richardson. This goes to Dr. Weston. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 97% period. The patient did achieve 389 meters, and saturation at the end of the study was 90% period. The saturations did vary between 74% and 91% during exercise without any clinical symptoms, period, a paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable sustained hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on D. Rowland, Rowland. On 6/19/25, Mrs. Rowland performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEV 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/13/25, there's been no significant change period in the pattern of compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on the John Rowland. On 6/19/25, Mr. Rowland performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. When compared to a study dated 3/13/25, there's been no significant change period of bag of compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gail Lippincott. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughan. On 6/19/25, Mrs. Lippincott performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant improvement after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/11/25, there's been no significant change period. The current study showed an air velocity index greater than 1, although the ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, then insignificant bronchospastic component showing no significant change period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Starrick. This goes to Dr. Strickland. On 6/19/25, Mr. Starrick performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal with severe degree of airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was improved effort period. compared to a prior study dated 3/13/25, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kenneth McCain, MC, capital C-A-I-N. On 6/19/25, Mr. McCain performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced capacity was severely impaired. There was a severe impairment in flow rates. Period of the air velocity index was less than 1. Period the ratio of FEV 25 to 75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Period compared to a prior study dated 3/13/25. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Significant change. Period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Bruce Matthews. This goes to Dr. Badocki. On 6/19/25, Mr. Matthews performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the ownership of bronchodilators, the force of the capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of bronchodilators. There was normalization of the force of the capacity with no significant change period. In paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 2/27/25, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, no significant change. Period.